Our theme tonight is the race to call the top. I'll be publishing a commentary on the website about it on Monday. Literally, at the beginning of this week, you had to ask the question, who flipped the switch? Did Mr. Global flip the switch? First, we saw Goldman Sachs, who led the pump and then dump of the housing market, announced the U.S. stock market bull was coming to a close, and then Fed Chairman Yellen warned that equity valuations were high. But that was just the beginning, because then we had a chorus of people calling the top in the global bond market, which has seen interest rates fall since 1980. Now, this is something we've talked about for several years on the Solari Report, so you're not a stranger to the topic. It's clear that interest rates could only go so low. We've seen them go through the first floor and into the basement with negative interest rates around the world and many sovereign debt, particularly in Europe this year with their quantitative easing. So it had to come to a close at some point. We saw Warren Buffett and Bill Gross announce that the slump in the 30-year bond was made perfect sense. Bond King, CEO of Double Line, Jeffrey Gundlach, called the bottom in interest rates, therefore the top in prices. And the Fortress Principal announced that the bull market in bonds is over. This is going to be a very enormous turn, but it's going to be a very obvious one. Clearly, the bond managers who are sitting on big portfolios need to be very nervous. If you're a mutual fund or ETF, you could be looking at enormous redemptions. The question is, how do you sell? There's real concern about liquidity in the market because most of the big financial institutions have cut their staffs and pulled capital, and they really are not the market makers that there was when the bond market was in its trajectory upwards. So there's lots of nervousness on the fixed income desks. If you haven't seen the movie Margin Call, I really recommend it to you to understand how nervous things can get when there are real concerns that the market's going to fall and liquidity is going to dry up. Global stock market is a very different matter, despite what Yellen and Goldman Sachs said. U.S. equities have been able to digest interest rate rises of 100 to 150 basis points. That's the concern when the Fed, if and when the Fed raises interest rates, probably in the fall, the concern is that it's going to hammer all markets, including equities. Now, the U.S. market is seriously overdue for a major correction, and we're coming into summer, which is a time which is generally flat historically. I put up the on the site, it may be at the bottom of the site or onto the next page, so you may have to click back, a chart that shows traditionally how the sell in May and go away strategy works, because the summer months usually most 95% of the gains historically in the U.S. equity markets have come between November and June, or November and May, and so June to November is historically relatively flat. If the S&P does correct, it doesn't. One, it's healthy for the market. We need a correction. Far too many sort of financial methadone tricks have been used to keep up corporate earnings. Keeping that corporate earnings up has not only hurt corporations, they've done horrible damage, I feel, to the economy. So I think it's time for those tricks to be over and for us to go back to basics. So some kind of consolidation is more than warranted. At the same time, we've seen the U.S. shoot way ahead of Europe and Asia. And part of this just may be that Europe and Asia are now going to catch up. With the European QE underway and financial reforms and improved capital liquidity in China, it would not surprise me to see as the U.S., if it consolidates, to see Europe and China start to catch up. Now, there is a possibility that Mr. Global is given the orders to pull the plug, because if you look at the choruses this week, it really was very orchestrated. It looked like somebody had sent out a fax on a campaign. I call it the fax back service. So the fax back service had told everybody to sort of call the top. The reality is, if Mr. Global has pulled the plug, and I don't necessarily think that he has, then it's time to dust off the D word that everyone is desperately trying not to say. That's D for deflation. So we'll have to see what unfolds for the next couple weeks. Is this a healthy correction? Is it Mr. Global pulling the plunge protection team from the field, or are there wild cards at play? So let's just see what unfolds.